So we start out as being born in this body. Whichever body we have, that's what we have. And this body is our vessel, our vehicle through life. I used to be a sailor. I sailed across the Atlantic as a young woman. That was 55 years ago. Right across the Atlantic Ocean, 6 weeks, really wonderful. And when we go on a trip in a boat across a vast body of water, we have an orientation and we have a vehicle, a vessel. So here in this body is our vessel, and in front of us is the ocean of life. So we want to sail through it. This is just a metaphor to help us. The Buddha actually uses a similar metaphor in his teachings, which is crossing the stream. And the stream that we're crossing in a raft is, you could say that it's the stream of samsara. And samsara being this world, or the many worlds, or whatever your concept is of worlds. But right now, the world we have is this world. We're not thinking about other worlds because it's hard enough being in one world. And the idea is to travel through this life skillfully, wisely, successfully. For most people, success is about money, fame, riches, wealth, the good life. What is that? But then we discover, as we get older, if we get sick or we've been close to death, then we realize that all that stuff is useless, doesn't help us. And we have to face big lessons within ourselves, like fear, terrible fear, or anger, or worry, or resentment, bitterness, regret. We haven't done what we wanted to do, or we haven't lived a very wholesome life, and we feel regret about things we've done or said, harm that we've caused, or lessons that we failed to learn. The love that we wanted to offer and we didn't. The gifts we wanted to give and we didn't. And we might feel a certain poverty of spirit. So in this teaching, we are practicing being aware. Awareness, to be aware of the state of our mind. And awareness means to know, to be present for that which is being experienced and felt and known right here and now. And this awareness is what we naturally have within us. In fact, if we investigate deeply, we see that what we truly are is not the body. Are you your body? No, you're saying no. That's true. But most people think, yeah, this is who I am. But what if pieces of the body get cut off or fall away or disappear or are sick or you get blind? Are you the body if you have no eyes? Or if you're deaf? Or if you have dementia? Who are you? So this awareness, this presence of mind is really what we are, this consciousness. And the ability to work with our life and to guide the vehicle that we are traveling in with this mental acuity, this awareness in the present moment, is all we have to get across that vast ocean that we're in. Because life, the world doesn't give us, what does the world give us? What do our parents give us? They give us a body, but the body carries this alertness, this awareness, this ability to to use the senses in a way that will skillfully guide us through our life. Our parents will disappear. Our family members cannot help us. We can be supported by them up to a point. Where I'm going with this is awareness is actually love. But the love that we practice or that we know through worldly activity is not the kind of love that this awareness truly is. The awareness that I'm talking about is the knowing of what we truly are. And that's much more profound than just being aware of the seat that you're sitting in. Or when you're driving your car, being aware of the highway. This awareness is more of an understanding. It has within it a developed wisdom. And it is a lovingness which helps us to know what we truly are. And we begin to know that when we stop and listen to the silence, like we did today. We stop and we listen, and in the silence we become aware of deeper and deeper truths about what we truly are. So you could say, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm educated, I never went to school, I'm old, I'm young, I'm a teacher, I'm a student. These are all superficial identities. But to know what we truly are is to stop and let the world go and be in the present moment with that deep awareness of the truth by which we are all connected. And that is this conscious awareness which doesn't die. It's always there. We tune into it. We plug into it. But the root of it, the seat of it, is here in this heart that practices awareness not from thinking. It's not conceptual. We cannot know this knowing through thinking. You cannot study it. You could study it, but then it's just a thought. But this awareness that we are, like when you plug an appliance into a wall, the wall is not the electricity. Well, what makes it work? It's a current. That current passes from the sun and from the stars. We can't even measure how far that is. So mysterious. We're born with these elements that are put together and activate through this energetic field. So that being alive in this way, it's very precious. To be human and to be able to reflect on our awareness, to reflect through this awareness, through this intuitive knowing. You cannot read it in a book. You cannot get it intellectually, but you can know it through knowing, through this present moment conscious knowing. This is a quality of unconditional love. So when we're abiding in our ultimate humanity, then we're within that field of awareness. Back to the stream, back to the ocean that we're trying to cross, this life that we're trying to live in the boat, in the vessel of this body. So we are in the vessel and we push away from the harbor and we set sail. There we are, row, row, row your boat gently down the stream, merrily, 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 life is but a dream. That's just a simple little kid's rhyme or poem. But it has a deep meaning because we're sailing on a sea in this vessel. We are not the vessel. But to sail properly is because we understand how to practice. We understand how to be aware in the present moment. So be aware of everything that we're doing. And we eat, we walk, we sit, we go places. But wherever we are, while we're in this ocean of life, we have this awareness. And when we come to giving up the body, death, we are so scared of death. What is this death? But if we have developed enough awareness of what we truly are and see that we are this awareness, not the body, what could we be? This consciousness is permanent. And we are only tuned into it like the appliance is tuned into the electricity. So what we're actually traveling within is a field of knowing, a field of consciousness that is ever-present. It never dies. We are always in it. And when we meditate, we connect to that ultimate consciousness that is immeasurable. So death is not the death of consciousness. It's only the death of that particular vehicle. And if I might say so, the whole purpose of this life is for us to wake up to that conscious awareness. And so death is a precious opportunity to really let go of the body so that we can, if we haven't already woken up, we can fulfill that awakening, which frees us from attachment to this world and to all the sights, sounds, smells, tastes, touches, sensations that this world drags us into, where we get lost. We get lost in the world, when actually the whole purpose of our being in the world is this, is to wake up. Wake up to what? Wake up, aware, knowing what we truly are, and not getting lost in what we think we are. So the journey is to touch the other shore, but the other shore in the Buddha's metaphor, the other shore is liberation. It's not actually a shore. It's within the heart. It's the shore of freedom that is here now in the present moment. It's not, there's no future. Awareness, freedom, the liberating consciousness is already here within us. We don't wake up in the future. We wake up here and now. The future is just a concept. It doesn't exist. But our ability to be awake is right now. Awareness. And to expand that awareness so that we realize we're tapping into a universal quality or energy. Or possibility, whatever word you want to tag onto it, which helps draw us into it. That awareness is unconditional love. It's universal, it's infinite, it's immeasurable, and it is always there. People over the centuries, over the millennia, have given this awareness, intuitive knowing, different names. Like God, or Jesus, or Buddha. Buddha actually means that awakened knowing, to wake up to that. And it doesn't belong to anyone. It's not Asian or Eurasian or Caucasian or anything like that. It's not of the body. It's not a nationality. You can't learn it in a book. But you can be aware of that. That's what we practice. insight is a technique, but the technique is not the knowing. You can pick up the technique and then say, my technique is better than yours. And that's like saying, my mother is better than yours. How can we possibly compare mothers? It doesn't make sense. My love is bigger than your love. It makes no sense to speak like that. But that's what human beings do. We divide everything up, and then we have an ego. And we hang the comparisons on the ego and make it very big. And then that's the death of love, right there. So we come here to go beyond these holdings, me and you and mine and yours, ownership and identity and comparison and selfhood, selfishness. So to be present, to be aware in this moment is to love as deeply as we can the moment before it's gone, then love whatever is coming and going, that conscious awareness. To be here for a present moment as much as we can, wherever we are, until our dying breath, so that we at least die in a state of conscious awareness, absolute love. So that's what the Buddha meant by crossing the stream. You could say that it's beyond ignorance. People think that's streaming. Yeah, that's stream. What are you streaming? We're streaming in the Dhamma. There's no beginning and no end. It's infinite through our love. It's vast. You can't sell it or package it, encapsulate it, confine it, own it. You can know, understand, embrace, realize, wake up to. And then it changes us from the inside. And we see this is what we are. We're not more or less than this awareness. It always has been. As long as this heart beats, for some strange reason, which we don't have to understand, it's not a medical thing that we have to know. We just receive it as long as we are conscious and can be aware. And this is our food. Even if we're starving, we can still love. Even at the moment of our last breath, we can still love. We may not be able to do anything, but we can love the eyes that meet ours at the end, the hand that wants to feed us, or care for us, or cover us. That's love. May we all live and die in love. If we look at the hatred or suffering or something that we feel averse to, most people, when they see suffering, it's hard to bear. And what we have to realize is that this universal love that is possible for us to be present with, in which we are essentially, is already our offering. That other people's suffering that we cannot help, we can offer that love, even if it's a moment of presence near. And that's a more exalted, active way of expressing it. It's called compassion. So in the face of our own suffering or someone else's profound suffering, we offer compassion, which is pure presence. Pure presence is ever transcending. I remember the story of the young man in Newfoundland who was with his parents at the edge of the sea. They went for a walk and the dog fell in the water and the son tried to save it. He fell in the water and the parents looked on helpless. And the son called out, "Dad, help me, help me." And the father couldn't swim. He couldn't reach him. So they watched him drown. But they tried to help him. They loved him. So he died with their love present. That was the best they could do. We cannot stop each other's karma. We don't have to understand the whys or wherefores of it. But if we run into situations where other people are struggling, we offer them our compassion, our presence. We may not be able to pull them out of it, but if we give them that compassion, a kind word, a phone call, a remembrance, a prayer, whether it helps or not, I don't know, but it can be powerful. So to offer in those ways, just to be present for a kind word, an acknowledgement, this is difficult, may you be well, may you come from this suffering into peace. We learn different ways to meet that suffering. When we're dying, we will die in whatever way we die, but we have the option to be awake and to remember this body is not what we are, and this conscious awareness does not die. We just tune into it and let the body go. I thank old age for taking away the future. You just know. The present moment has so much tenderness in it. It's so precious. The present moment. And you get to have a lot of joy in it.